Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, record warm temperatures moving out of eastern Nebraska. You got to enjoy this while you can. But yesterday was tied for 1990. It did tie.
Okay.
And we hit 67 degrees yesterday, which is a tied record for November 27th, 1990.
We're so nice. Warm weather spoiled. We don't even flinch until it's 70.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the weather was so nice yesterday, and it's been so nice that, like, you didn't have to golf because you're like, there'll be another day. I mean, I remember the prior record was golfing the week of Thanksgiving, not the week after.
Yeah. Yeah, just get it in before Thanksgiving. I wonder, did you go out and golf yesterday?
But I have golfed in November.
Yeah.
So I got that month clicked off. So I want to get into
December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer-vember. You're enjoying it.
Well, the goal is to try and get every month of the year one round in, which is pretty hard. February, we guys run out of time. There's
February's
just no.
February's a little tough. Former Husker quarterback addressing the school's head coach vacancy. That's one Scott Frost. He's the University of Central Florida's head coach. But during his weekly press conference yesterday, he took a moment to say, yeah, he'd be hurt if his former school wasn't interested in him for the job. You're like, is that you hitting us?
He said he was, from Nebraska. And he's tired of it.
They keep asking him the same question. So he did two press conferences yesterday. And the first one, he said, I'm not going to talk about any of that stuff.
No, it should be on the kids.
That was for the conference game this weekend versus Memphis.
Yeah.
And then the second press conference he did, which is just for UCF football, they kept asking him the same questions about Nebraska. And he said, obviously, I'm a winning coach. I'm undefeated, and I'm from there.
Yeah.
If they didn't offer me the job, I'd be hurt.
Yeah, it'd be hurt, yeah. Their fans are just crazy right now. It is Frost, but I don't even know what you call it. It's like in Lincoln down there. I was watching some news down in that area where they were doing a piece on the game that was coming up from this past weekend. Fans just love him. He's like the biggest thing there right now. So,
well, the biggest move is that he didn't go to Florida.
Yeah.
That he passed on Florida, which was huge. And they went out and got somebody else. So now you're like, well, if you're not going to Florida, it's either Nebraska or
you're
staying put.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest fear is staying put.
Yeah.
And now we just need to not spook him.
Yes, we're spooking him.
We don't want to come on too strong, but people are getting t-shirts.
Think of him as like a deer in the woods, and everyone's trying to hunt. I mean, we're just walking through, like checking on the deer. It's like the deer's going to run away. I hope not, but we'll see, I guess. Come on,
well,
Frost.
Nebraska, you know, we're in the market. We're looking.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Scott would like it.
Well, the exciting thing will be, like Christmas Day, is to go watch the game this Saturday against Memphis. UCF beat them during the regular season, so hopefully they beat them again. They end the season waiting to go to a bowl game. And
God, I never thought I'd know this much about UCF, you know?
Bali residents are being told to leave. Another eruption of the volcano there is imminent. The Indonesian volcano started erupting Saturday, sending ash like about 5 miles into the air, and now they're saying it might happen again. Not everyone's heeding the call.
Isn't that footage cool?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that is an up-close and personal volcano. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I kept rewinding it. They have that zoomed-in footage of just the lava just
bubbling out
of it.
They talked to some people that are stuck there, you know, because they canceled all the flights.
Right.
And, some guy was like, I'm in hell. Like, you know, you're in Bali, actually.
I never have sympathy because they always bill them on the news as tourists in paradise.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you say people? But when you start it with tourists in paradise, they always like hang on to it like, they kind of deserve it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it is a growing situation there with a second eruption waiting to happen in Bali. Prince Harry says it was an ordinary evening in the couple's cottage in London when he asked Meghan Markle to marry him. They were roasting chicken.
Here's some audio.
How are you both feeling? And Meghan, how are you feeling?
Well, they, of course, are feeling good, right? It'd be weird if I watched so much of it last night. Here we go.
They'd be thick as thieves. Without question, I think she would be over the moon.
Talking about his mom.
Jumping up and down, you know, so excited for me. But then, as I said, we'd have probably been best friends with Meghan. So, no, it is days like today when I really miss having her around and miss being able to share the happy news. But, you know, with the ring and with everything else that's going on, I'm sure she's with us, yeah. You know, jumping up and down somewhere else.
Well, he said it was love at first sight and that he knew he was going to marry her the moment he met her.
Yeah, that was a blind date.
It was a little cheesy. But like,
there's a lot of cheese going on.
That soundbite they show, he goes, there's a hell of a lot of stuff we want to do. It was like, I just imagine the queen cringing. I mean, it doesn't have a lot of the polish. Like, he said hell right out of the gate. There's a hell of a lot of things we want to do.
She's like, okay.
I'm sure they're mad that he's marrying a Yank.
Yeah, they won't express.
Kind of interesting. No. So, you know, this is the deal. More than two centuries after we revolted against the monarchy, this is the first time that one of the colonists now is going to be a royal, as they would call us. So this is interesting, I mean, history-making moments. The ring that she's wearing, two of the diamonds are from his mother, Princess Diana's collection.
Yeah, I thought that was
made the ladies happy.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago was it that Prince Harry was jumping around in Vegas naked?
Jesus.
Oh, years ago.
It was years ago. Then he kind of got his stuff together.
Pre-her, you know? For sure.
Yeah, way pre-her. Pre-Invictus, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
2012?
It was some time ago. He's grown up a lot since, I think. I don't know. He's a bachelor. I mean, I don't like her. I'm just going to say, I don't like her. I think she's, for some reason, I feel like that she's sitting there going, I'm the princess. I just don't care for her. I don't like her attitude. I don't like the way she looks. There, bam, in your face. Boom, eat it.
I don't like her attitude.
I didn't like her attitude.
You know what? You need to be more grateful. You're going to be a royal.
Yes.
She's just like scared. I'm sure she's scared to death to say the wrong thing.
This is her second rodeo. She knows what she's doing. What do you say? You marry once for love, the second for money. Is that the deal? Well, this is the second.
Who lined up these two? Like, blind? You know, how does Harry go on a blind? How does anyone go on a blind date?
That's what I thought was interesting.
In the 2000s.
One of her friends.
I'm sure someone showed him a picture.
He claims he didn't see anything. He's like, one of his friends set him up with her that knew each other. And
Or if you're Harry, the point is you've never been introduced to a non-beautiful, you know, everybody's a stunner.
You know what it is? I just wish he would have got together with that other girl who was...
The Invictus Games.
The Invictus Games girl that I thought hit it off.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
And then he dated a girl from, I think it was South Africa, for a really long time. She was stunning. I mean, beautiful blonde. They were on and off again for a really long time, and there were rumblings that she was the one. And then, I don't know, she just, I guess they broke it off and it really stuck, but he's been sort of...
Sure, I was waiting to hear Prince William, is that the older brother in the background? Uh-huh. Just like, don't do it. Yeah. I notice Harry's starting to bald now, they always get engaged when they're bald. Like, William went from zero to bald.
He did.
And it's like, Harry's balding now too, so it's like, you better push your chips in.
Can't have it all. You can't be the prince and a billionaire.
Friends are going to start introducing you to fat chicks.
Stop it.
You know how he proposed? He proposed over some roasted chicken in a fire. It was just them and them two. You know, I don't even know how that really works.
So today is Giving Tuesday. People around the world are encouraged to give time, money, acts of service, acts of kindness. It's a hashtag Giving Tuesday. So you go to givingtuesday.org and there are about 100 local charities that you can reach out to do just that, whether you want to donate time or money.
How long has this been around, Giving Tuesday? It's a national chain?
It is. It's a national. It came about 10 years ago. I think it was sort of a response to the whole Cyber Monday.
I was going to say, they almost need to push it back a little bit. Everybody's broke. I mean, everybody just spent yesterday shopping for themselves.
Yeah, and then they go, hey, it's
Giving Tuesday. People are like, give me a week or two. Give me another paycheck.
Tuesday. I don't think it's been around that long. 2012 looks like its inaugural year.
Omaha
so it's been
Gives,
around for 5 years.
The giant Omaha Gives, which is just crazy locally. That's in May 24th.
Okay.
So this is like sort of a palette, a reset of like, you know, hey, now that we've all had our Bacchanalian online feeding frenzy of electronics and jewelry and whatever, how about we, you know, get ready for the holidays, but thinking of others.
They broke a record yesterday for Cyber Monday.
Did they?
They planted on what? There was 6.6 or something, 6.5. They almost got it. But regardless, it was a record.
Yeah, but do you know anyone who bought anything? Did you buy anything?
Marlene bought a couple things for the boys for Christmas.
I feel like
that's it.
Cyber Monday comes and goes every year, and I don't buy anything.
Yeah, I didn't buy anything.
Not a thing.
A lot of people are going to be hearing not a thing from the companies that they work for. Companies want to recognize their employees and clients this holiday season, but aren't planning to spend any more than they did last year. Fewer companies plan to give employees holiday gifts this year.
The bonus, the holiday bonus, or the...
A little even something. I don't even know if it's like a bonus, just like a gift, like thanks for playing.
A lot of them 44%. Went away in 08, never came back. I mean,
yeah. Went with the holiday parties, didn't they?
Well, yeah, the holiday party sort of went away as well. I guess companies, about 44% down to 40% this year, and they give employees cash or gifts. The average price is $44 per person.
Less than last year. I remember one time working for at least a radio company, only one time where people got a bonus.
Really?
You know, like the old school Christmas bonus where it was a separate check.
It was nice.
And people about fainted. Like they had a company meeting and said it wasn't even a Christmas bonus.
It was crazy.
They said it wasn't here.
Oh, it was here because here they did one time. It was a long, long time ago, but it wasn't much.
No, this is another company. Okay. And they said we have extra money. Something happened. It wasn't even Christmas time. And they said instead of spending it on blankety blank, we're just going to turn it over to you. So we broke it down and everybody gets this much amount of money.
God, that would be nice.
And people like almost fainted.
I wish if there was one thing I wish they would do. I mean, I can deal without that the bonus check because of the fact that,
you're rich.
I'm rich. Hot tub, time machine.
We get it.
You're rich.
This was like $1,000.
I'll leave it at that.
This was like $1,000 and change.
That's nice money, man.
Yeah.
Unexpected money.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge. Wow. That's like season making. That's like the difference between like I'm gonna have a
I'm telling
Christmas
you, it was awesome, but you don't see that. I don't know how companies are able to pull that off. I think like the boss had to immediately steer this money back to the employees or someone was gonna itemize it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to spend it fastly. So
all right. 'Tis the season. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It's like Trump. I said fastly. It's not even a damn word. Fastly.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up.
Wake in the morning to the sound
of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
I'm turkeyed out. I don't know how many turkey sandwiches you think you put down?
Well, I had two turkey breasts.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Hog Wild brought up one for me in party, and party didn't want his.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I was afraid he'd eat it.
Yeah. Right there in the parking
lot. So I took home two, and all you had to do was just throw them in and, like, reheat them for, like, an hour. And so I had two.
How awesome is that? Smoked two, by the way.
Breasts. Yeah, so I loaded. I carved one up and just threw it in a Ziploc bag and brought it as backup, and they didn't eat it, so I took it home.
Oh, really? Nice.
And then... So I have too much. I got to throw it out. Yeah. That's all I ate. It's turkey sandwiches.
We're starting to throw everything out now. I just boil down. I always, every year, I boil down and make this turkey soup. So I boil down the carcass. It sounds so gross, but I boil down the carcass of the turkey and then let it rest the night. And then I debone, you know, take all the bones out of it and separate the meat. And then I make a soup. It takes a couple of days to do it. And by the time, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hit yesterday, I was done. I didn't want to eat it. I'm like, I didn't want it.
You're like,
the soup?
I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't want it. I need to eat something else now. So we end up going to the Blatt and getting a big fat burger. Oh, it was so damn delicious, too. I'll tell you what. You know,
there was an online debate I saw people questioning, is soup a beverage or a food?
Oh, wow.
It's a food.
I don't know. You can...
That's what I thought. I'm like, who thinks it's a beverage? But apparently that's a debate to some people. They're like, it's not food.
Because you can have a cup of soup. Like, you couldn't have a cup of steak.
No,
so
you
I
couldn't.
Get it. Like, so people could possibly. But I mean,
I don't know,
while
the broth.
It's liquid, it's not. It's a food.
But it's a broth.
It depends on, then I think you'd have to stratify what kind of soup it is, right?
Yeah.
If it's a broth, now we're straddling like food or beverage.
Vegetable soup, for example.
Food.
That'd be food. I guess then they're just broth. I can't think of anything else that. All right, how about
like miso?
Miso soup would be
beverage or food?
Beverage.
Miso soup, you'd consider beverage?
Yes.
I would.
That's
something
that you sip. Like I feel like you sip it, and then like you get the tofu out, you fish out the tofu, and you'll eat that. But it's almost like marshmallows. I think of the tofu as like the marshmallows in a hot chocolate.
Okay.
Where like miso is the beverage, and you're like, ooh, how many tofu mellows did I get? And you scoop them out and you eat them. But that one is definitely. I also feel like along these lines, since we're having this, I would say matzo ball soup. I would consider more of a beverage. Because usually when I eat it, I'm sick, and you nibble with the matzo ball. But again, it's like having like a big dollop of whipped cream on like a beverage. So like you sit there and you sip it.
Well, that'd be no different than the chicken noodle soup, like out of the can.
The only thing, matzo ball soup, it's just broth with the matzo ball.
So you're willing to consider that sometimes, Molly, soup is a beverage.
Those two instances. Those two.
All right, let me ask you this.
Of noodles, no.
Because then that gets to the Seinfeld episode of where Jerry had to buy somebody dinner and the guy ordered soup.
Yeah.
And said, no, you still owe me dinner because I only had soup.
Because I had the soup.
Dinner soup.
Now, what about split pea soup? I would consider that kind of a beverage on that level of going,
it's too chunky.
Oh, no.
You know, you need a spoon.
Really?
Yeah,
versus
you need a
meatballs.
The matzo ball, the thing is, the matzo ball, it just floats. You just sit there and you like.
It's like a marshmallow. So it's almost like cocoa.
It's like a big old.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Hebrew cocoa.
Exactly. Anytime that there is stuff in the broth, like things that would require, like chicken noodle soup, you've got to negotiate all the chicken, all the noodles, all the carrots and stuff. That's not a beverage.
Cream of mushroom soup.
That's a meal. I mean, that is like a full meal. That's not even a beverage. That is like a full-on, that's too thick. You can't slurp that. You can't.
Yeah, absolutely. You can slurp that.
Well, you could slurp anything.
Yeah.
Whether you should is a totally different story.
Well,
you're
past the turkey sandwiches and you've now.
I moved on to meat again.
You've moved down to the soup.
Yeah.
The turkey soup.
I'll bring some in for you. It's actually pretty fantastic.
I can't have it for a week.
Okay.
I smell turkey. I'm going to vomit.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, that's all I ate from.
You really over. I
from
mean,
Wednesday,
really
yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
How many sandwiches do you think you had? Ballpark. How many sandwiches since Thanksgiving till yesterday?
I've had like four.
I had two Thursday night.
All right.
Thursday after dinner?
Yeah. And then probably three or four Friday. Probably three or four Saturday.
Jesus.
And two for dinner Sunday night, and then had another one at 11 o'clock at night Sunday night, went to bed. And I woke up yesterday morning, and my bed smelled like a turkey fart.
Gross.
And I wanted to gag. My entire apartment was just like, oh. It was like coming out of my pores, like stuffing mayo and turkey.
So gross. It probably is.
Salt content in my system right now.
Oh, it's probably high.
So bloaty. You do not need. I hope you don't have a doctor's visit scheduled in the next 12 days.
They might
you need
bury
to bloat.
Bloat.
Well, yeah, they might bury me. Sir, you need to head over to Heafy and Hoffman.
You're
and
dead.
Tell them to start shoveling dirt on top of you.
That's the one thing that you.
I do.
You do is that you do the turkey sandwich, and you know you can't replace that really with much. During this time of the year, God, no. Anyway, 938-9400, that's it.
So I'm curious who's got the best matzo ball soup in the city of Omaha. So
I would love to know, because I haven't found it, and I'm dying
for it.
You guys have not been to the new Schwartz's Delicatessen.
Not yet.
The Chosen Restaurant, that's the slogan.
Yeah.
I was so excited to go see it, because I always wanted to go to the Carnegie Deli, and I love Seinfeld. So when I saw Schwartz's, right across from West Side at 87th Pacific.
It's in the Countryside Village area, right?
It's a small town in the city.
Their thing is the Chosen. I love it. I'm already there.
They're the Chosen people, the Chosen ones.
Schwartz's Delicatessen, the Chosen restaurant. I was in line the first time I went, and somebody behind me said, this is just like New York City. And I thought, are you a plant? I'm like, this gal had been in there for like this 5 minutes long as I had. She's like, this is just like New York City. But they're ordering matzo ball soup.
Okay. Yum.
And all I ever get is what all I wanted was to get when I go to Jason's Deli. I always get a New York Yankee.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I wanted to get the legit Swartz's Delicatessen, the New York Yankee.
Did you get it?
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Is it really?
But it's also like, it's expensive.
Okay.
Have you ever had Kreplach soup? Kreplach?
Nope. Sounds like a beverage to me.
Sounds it's like actually it. Not. So Kreplach is when, okay, when you make beef brisket, you take it and you mince up the beef brisket and you put them in little ravioli, like you make little dumplings and they've got the Kreplach meat, they've got the meat inside and then you
There's
put them in the
you're
soup.
Using. You're using some kind of dumpling.
Oh my God, I lived in New York. Like
she lives in New York for a little bit. So like, here's their menu. It's bagels, add a schmear.
Yep.
You can add lox. I've never had any of this. Whitefish. Open face schmear.
We used to go to this place after the clubs called Lox Around the Clock when I lived in New York City. And it was the coolest clock ever. It had salmon. So, you know, they had salmon lox. And that was the whole thing. It was everything was a schmear.
Now she's talking like she's out of New York. I listen to her.
It was so, honestly, like, I can't.
So your accent instantly goes there. Yeah.
I live in Chicago and about. A month from now, they're opening a Jewish deli around the corner from my house. Peter's like, I'll never see you again. I mean, it'll be like every meal will be to go from wherever. Oh, my God. I love
talking
it.
About sodium intake. You're going to get it.
Oh, That's my God. Sure. I love it.
All right. So matzo ball soup. Best one in town. Call us 938-9400.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
All right.
So who's the hot model?
J-Lo. She's the oldest woman to be chosen to be the guest girl, 48 years old.
J-Lo?
Guest jeans?
Perfect. Can you imagine? Yeah. So it's, don't you remember Anna Nicole Smith did it? I mean, they've picked women over the years where it's like that's their person, their guest girl. I mean, I guess you have to think of a different name now because, I mean, Jennifer Lopez is full-on woman. She's 48 years old, and she's making history.
Well, she's probably perfect because J-Lo is like a real body, right?
I
mean, trying to fit into a pair of jeans is tough for ladies. And imagine J-Lo. She's got to jump off a roof to get into her jeans.
Oh, my God. And I'm looking at the stills, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's all those black and white. It's traditional, like the guests. You've seen them in magazines. You recognize them from all their ad campaigns. It's the black and white, and then guests is in red. She looks unbelievable. Like, you almost, I mean, they have her styled so that, like, you look at her face and you realize it's her, but, like, the way her hair is. But, I mean, Naomi Campbell, Anna Nicole Smith, Gigi Hadid, Adriana Lima. These were just Claudia Schiffer. Claudia Schiffer was like the first guest girl. So she's in good company. There's a lot of hot ladies that have donned that title, but I guess she's the first one to be as old as she is. Jersey Shore is coming back. MTV surprised fans last night by announcing that they're going to have Jersey Shore Family Vacation premiering next year. And everybody's coming back but Sammy Sweetheart Giacola. She's the only one
Sammy
who's not.
Sammy was my favorite. She was the classy
the sweet
one.
Girl. She was the nice one.
Yeah. And she was always dating that idiot Ronnie.
Oh.
Yeah, Ronnie. But they're all
Ronnie's
coming back but her, right?
Okay. Everybody but her. So we have Ronnie, Pauly D, Snooki, J-Wow, Mike the Situation.
The Situation looks old and I'm so mean.
I can't wait.
Now, why are they doing this? Is this a big redirect? Because they have a new Jersey Shore, basically, that Siesta Key or whatever. They've got some kind of Florida panhandle.
It's so trashy.
And it's super trashy. It's so and bad. It's Jersey Shore down in Florida.
Okay. Down in the Keys.
Maybe it's struggling for ratings.
I mean, nostalgia. I mean, people definitely tap in. I wasn't a total Jersey Shore fan when it came on. I mean, I would occasionally catch it, but I would absolutely tune in to see these people now. Yeah. Get back together on vacation. Absolutely. That is like idiot television, binge-worthy of a hangover Sunday.
Only because they've fallen off the face of the earth because we've pushed them there. And
The Situation had such a...
He went to jail for a while.
Dichotomy between his face and his abs.
Yeah, it was weird. And it's even more weird.
He was really old.
He had like the abs
he was the oldest one.
Of like a 17-year-old... doing football two-a-days in the face of a 45-year-old man.
You should see him now.
God. But how's the six? What did he have, an eight-pack or something?
Their packs are amazing. I know it sounds weird for a man to say it, but yeah, it was. I was like, holy smoke.
Gym Tan Laundry. Yeah,
that's
laundry,
it.
GTL. Oh,
that's right.
All they did was go work out on their six-pack so they could lift up their shirt.
Go work out.
And then get a tan and then work on that shirt that you're going to be pulling up.
Oh, to be young again. Jeez.
Saturday Night Live next month, they have unveiled their lineup. And it's interesting. They're having like an Irish show. December 2nd, Saoirse Ronan is going to be hosting and you two will be the musical guest.
What is this again? Where...
SNL.
This is Saturday Night Live.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool.
James Franco is going to host December 9th, and then Foo Fighters will appear with host Kevin Hart on December 16th. So that is what Saturday Night Live will be closing
out
the year with.
What does that Saoirse Ronan have coming out? She's got something.
She does have something, and I am struggling to remember. I mean, she must have something very recent on account of the fact that if they're having her on. But Saoirse Ronan, yeah, she's so dear. She's such
a
sweet. Lady Bird is her most recent.
But
thing.
She
That's
did that right. one.
I never saw that. The one that she had her big moment in Brooklyn.
She was unbelievable.
I've never seen it. That's not really our cup of tea. Brooklyn.
Oh, it was really good.
I didn't see that either, but there was another one where she played a dead girl.
Well, we interviewed her for that
Deadly
one.
Bones.
Yeah, we interviewed her for the Deadly Bones back in the day.
I thought that was an awesome movie.
And it was mainly her as flashback and voiceover.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Because that was Mark Wahlberg, and it was like a period piece. It was like set in the 70s or 80s, and she was a little girl who went missing.
Yeah.
And then she was trying to help her family find her. That was a great movie,
whatever.
By the way.
All the stuff that she has in the hopper, she's supposedly about ready to blow up again because she got big after Brooklyn.
How old is she now?
I mean, career-wise.
She got an age? I mean, is she in her 20s or?
Born in 94.
Young. 94, okay. Whenever I hear people born in the 90s, I'm like, oh, wow, you're young.
To be young again.
She's 23.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She's adorable.
I can't say anything about a 23-year-old. That's just
Saoirse,
young.
Which means freedom. That was like a really popular name for a long time in Ireland. You meet a lot of Saoirses, but Saoirse is Gaelic for freedom. So it's sort of like naming your kid like Meadow or something. You know what I mean? Like we all hear it like, we're like, oh, what a pretty Irish word. And over there, they're like, yeah, they named their kid freedom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like they consider it hippie.
Exactly. Like, you know, we hear Saoirse and we're like, oh, is that like Fiona or is that like Sean? And they're like, no, that'd be like you calling your kid Heather.
Beer can.
Right.
Beer can.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Hello, who's this? What's up?
This is Diana.
Hey, Diana. What's going on?
I wanted to let you know that Lady Bird is amazing.
Okay, that's the latest
that's
from
the
Saoirse.
Buzz.
It's a great, I mean, I've seen like ads for it, but it's a great movie to take your mom if you were a pain in the butt when you were a teenager. Like,
I will not need to take my mother then.
It's the best like coming of age movie for a girl I've ever seen.
All right, it's in theaters now. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 100%.
How often do you see that? Wow, it must be.
Well, that was one of the things is that they were just talking about the fact that Lady Bird had the best Rotten Tomatoes rating in their history.
Sounds like it.
So there'll be Oscar buzz for her.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Saoirse Ronan.
Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.